So, everyone, I just got this really cool new product. Okay, it's not really all that new, but the cool part definitely applies. I present to you, drum roll please. Okay, that was horrible. Rob the Robot, short for Robotic Operating Buddy the Robot, I guess. And it was released by Nintendo in October of 1985. And only two games were ever released for this accessory. So, with such a low standing point, why was it so important to the success of Nintendo in North America? I'm going to go try and get the answer for you, so be sure to stick around. The North American video game crash of 1983. This is when the entire market in the US and Canada, pretty much North American, died due to an inflow of extremely poorly made video games, an abundance of bad consoles, and a growing interest in personal computers, or as we would just call it, desktop PCs. Now, all of this meant basically nobody wanted to play video games anymore. One group really wanted them to, Nintendo. Nintendo already had some influence in North America, but this was limited, and Nintendo really wanted more. They planned on releasing their highly successful family computer, also known as the Famicom, to the Western market. But the video game crash meant that nobody, and I mean nobody, wanted Nintendo's products. Nintendo was for sure in a pretty bad situation. Nintendo first came up with a great idea. They would rebrand the Famicom as an advanced supercomputer that was fit for any household. The thing they marketed was amazing. It could play games, it could make music. You had wireless controllers, a gun controller, a wireless keyboard, and even a built-in piano, for goodness sakes. This thing felt like something everyone would have wanted. But there's only like two working models of this thing still alive in the world, so I'm probably not getting one anytime soon. It was called the Advanced Video System, but there's one catch. The thing was so expensive, no store, and I mean no store, wanted to buy and sell that thing. They literally had zero orders. So Nintendo threw the advanced video system into the trash can and came up with something else. Eventually, Nintendo realized that the toy market in America was booming. So they decided to market the Famicom as an advanced toy and not a game console. That's one of the many reasons why it was called the Nintendo Entertainment System. They didn't want the word game, video, or console in there at all. And just to push this idea even further, they decided to throw a toy with the NES as well, which ended up being Rob the Robot. Finally, Nintendo of Japan had this great idea, and they proposed Rob to Nintendo of America. On one normal day, American Nintendo warehouse manager Howard Phillips opened a little package from Nintendo of Japan, and he found a little toy sitting in there. It was Rob the Robot. He plugged it in and powered on his Famicom. While doing so, a lot of people started gathering around him. They were excited, but not for long. Rob's movements were awfully slow, and he made this huge grinding noise with every move. The people thought it was all a big joke. It was like watching grass grow, one employee recalled. They thought Rob was just a novelty and wouldn't sell at all. Another employee joked that they should offer a conversion kit to turn Rob into a lamp. And, now that I'm looking at some photos with Rob with a lampshade on his head, I can really see why that joke was funny. I'll put an image of that on our site if you want to have a good laugh. Nintendo of America, thinking that this was a big joke, decided to take a different approach. And this, my friends, was one of the biggest and best marketing schemes ever in history. they told stores that they would give them a bunch of NESs for free. And the stores would get to keep the money from what they sold and would return the rest. Every single store took this offer. After all, what could they lose? Rather, they should have asked what they could have gained. By Christmas, every single store was sold out of NESs. And Nintendo employees were the most tired they ever were, shipping new NESs to every store every day when they ran out of stock. It seemed like every kid who woke up on Christmas morning found an NES in their present box. Rob's story ends here. And while he didn't seem important in the long run, he actually saved the NES. An independent study conducted years later showed that 26% of shoppers that bought the NES bought it because their children asked for it. Why did their children ask for it? The main answer given was, believe it or not, for the cool-looking robot. In a way, I guess you could say that Nintendo would have lost at most 25% of profits if it weren't for Rob. And that's a pretty big number. So here, we end off with Rob the Robot. A toy simply built to market Nintendo and for kids to play with. Rob's legacy now lives on in the form of Nintendo's Amiibo toys and as a character in the popular Super Smash Bros. Game series. At least being in a game is probably more comfortable than being manhandled by a child playing video games. Oh well. If you would like to know more technical details of Rob, or a more in-depth story of Rob the Robot, I highly, and I mean highly, recommend the Gaming Historian's video on Rob the Robot. A lot of today's podcast info came from there, and it's an extremely well-made video. It'll be on our site if you're interested. If you would like to find more episodes of the D-Pad, check out our website, complete with photos, helpful links, show notes, and a list of every episode.